Psalm 50, Miserere Mei Deo, or in English, Have Mercy Upon Me, O God, is a powerful and intense musical representation of misery and self-reproach. Originally an expression of King David's remorse for his promiscuity, its language of bitter repentance has become the plea of the contrite sinner for divine mercy. It's frequently sung during Holy Week, and its powerful text has attracted the attention of numerous composers, one of whom was the Flemish composer Josquin des Prez, who set the psalm in an astonishing display of compositional skill and expressive beauty. Josquin was one of the first truly cosmopolitan European composers. Born in Belgium in the mid-15th century, his early training was in France, and his first jobs were in Italy, in Milan, and at the Sistine Chapel in Rome. In 1503, he entered the employment of the Duke of Ferrara, for whom he is thought to have composed the Miserere. Josquin was one of the first composers to set complete psalms to music, and there is an added twist in his setting. At the end of each verse, Josquin repeats the opening words, Miserere Mei Deus, with the same musical material as a sort of refrain, constantly underlining the call for mercy. The verses themselves are set using smaller forces, often just pairs of voices. For each Miserere, all five voices are used to great effect. Not only that, but the simple monotonic melody Josquin uses is sung a step higher each time in the first part of the piece, and then a step lower each time in the second half. It's a major undertaking, almost 425 bars of music in two long sections, and lasting over 17 minutes. Commentators have used such words as epic, massive, courageous, and bold. Similarities have even been drawn between Josquin and Beethoven. Although many of Josquin's works employ complex musical devices, the Miserere remains simple, quite statuesque throughout. The effect is mesmeric and quite breathtaking. I think it's fair to call Josquin the first modern composer. He wrote music that could appeal to the casual and the committed listener. We can listen to it on many levels, perhaps just enjoying its mellifluous flow or appreciating the various compositional devices he employs in his masses and motet settings. I hope your listeners will enjoy its calm repose.